Ryan Oliver, hello.
Hi.
Now, let's get right into this new extension. Tell us how it works. Now, I understand now that there a website could be in syllabix in Nunavut, but tell me, you know, how do I make this thing work and where do I go to find it?
Sure. What essentially the extension does is automatically translate any Inuktitut syllabics that will appear on a website in the standard text into Roman orthography. So it makes it instantly readable to someone who doesn't know syllabics necessarily. So the way it works is you just simply log on to Google's extension store, which is built into Google Chrome, and then just search Inuktitut syllabics translator. And it's as simple as just hitting a button that says add to Chrome. It's a little blue button. And once you've done that, it's installed and ready to go, and it will function automatically to the point where you won't even notice it happening. You know, if you go onto a website with syllabics, they'll be translated before the site's even loaded. And so it just kind of creates a new way of browsing content that would normally be in Inuktitut, as opposed to having it appear in syllabics. It now can appear directly in Roman orthography, and it can be disabled just as quickly.
And now tell us a little bit about how you came to start working on this project and how long it took to get this and put this together so that it works the way it does.
Sure. I think I first started to think about it. I guess I should say I've thought about this for quite a while. You know, as a non-Inuktitut speaking person in Nunavut, it becomes almost like there's two languages to learn when you're trying to embrace Inuktitut language, specifically when it's written. So when you see syllabics, it becomes a matter of kind of interpreting what the syllabics say into Inuktitut, and then subsequently interpreting that Inuktitut. And so it creates an extra step in the learning of this language. And so for me, that's always been something personally that I've wanted to, you know, as best as I can, learn syllabics, always have kind of had in the back of my mind. It would be even simpler for me to simply attack this with just orthography and kind of in a character set that I'm familiar with already. And then I really started thinking about it around March 2015 when ITK, the Inuit Organization for Canada, put out a statement. I can't remember exactly when and around what circumstances, but kind of around the need to standardize the written language specifically for Inuktitut to make, you know, to kind of bridge that barrier and to kind of make it that much more accessible. And subsequently, the Minister of Education in the government of Nunavut, Paul Kouassa, he made a similar statement very recently. And from there, you know, I thought that's maybe a good step to take. So we were able, it's actually a fairly simple technology. And so it didn't take long to create by any means. It was kind of just a matter of applying it to this use, which we hadn't really considered before.
And was it these statements from ITK and the Nunavut Education Minister, was that what actually got you actively working on this project, or had you started before?
No, that's what got it actively working on it, because it was something I wasn't sure if it was like, you know, am I the only person who's ever going to use this? Because in which case, it's probably not worth our time. But seeing that, you know, government support kind of at all levels is going to move in this direction in terms of the standardization of the written language and moving away from Inuktitut syllabics specifically, that was kind of a good indicator that, like, okay, this has use beyond just my own personal desire to be able to read through the syllabics. So that was a good impetus to do it.
And it's interesting, you talked about the advantage to a language learner, somebody that wants to learn Inuktitut. But, you know, just hearing you talk, we know that in the Western Arctic and in Nunatsiavut, the Inuit self-governing region of Newfoundland and Labrador, that in those areas it is Roman orthography. So a tool like this could even be useful to Inuit communities who maybe want to read something out of Nunavut or Nunavik, and maybe they don't speak syllabic. So it sounds like what you're describing, it has sort of a dual function.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of the impetus too, from what ITK has said, not to speak for them, but my understanding is that's kind of a big idea behind the need to standardize the written language specifically, and that it does make it open that many more doors to communication, at least through written. And so I think anytime anytime you have a language that's not a dominant language, at least in the world, it's important to make it as accessible as possible. And I think this tool just provides that option. And that's really what it's about.
And have you had any feedback so far from people that have played with this or used it?
A little bit, like through Twitter and stuff. We've just had kind of positive response from ITK specifically. We reached out to them specifically because they had kind of led us to move in that direction, and we want to make them aware of that fact. But you know, I think it's something that ultimately probably will have use for a small segment of society. It's not everyone in the world isn't sitting there wishing they could read Inuksuitut in Roman orthography, and so we're you know, we I anticipate kind of the uptake will be slow, and really it's about it's just about making that an option to whoever wants to make it to whoever wants it, and to kind of open another door for the language to make it accessible to that many more people.
And we know as well that in this whole debate in Nunavut about standardization and syllabics versus Roman orthography, sometimes it's an emotional topic. Some people say that syllabics is part of, you know, the Inuit identity in that area. Any backlash from making these changes or making it easier for people to function only in Roman orthography?
None that I've heard. And I think, too, like, you know, the way we've approached it, you know, and I mentioned this in a blog post on during the release of it, is, you know, there's an understanding that this won't be for everybody. And especially, I think, for kind of the older generation right now in Nunavut that did learn syllabics and really are extremely literate in syllabics, this isn't something that's going to appeal to them or be of any use to them. And really, I think what we've emphasized as much as possible and what we want to continue to emphasize is it's just about choice. You know, I think that's what technology can enable, is the opportunity to, you know, not just have one way of doing things. And so, you know, you can enable this, you can disable it, you can ignore the language entirely if you choose to, but it's about at least providing that choice to people and as a result, opening up as many doors as possible. But if it's something someone doesn't want to enable, then that's perfectly fine and they don't have to. But at the same time, just having that choice is going to welcome that many more people into the language, we're hoping anyway.
Ryan Oliver, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.